Our God and our Father, we thank you because you are a great God. Thank you for the sacrifice you took on the cross so that we can have eternal life. Father, even now as we continue to hear your word, Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to us. And Father, as I stand before my brothers and my sisters, pray that may the Holy Spirit help me to present your word. Father, we thank you. We praise you because we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, church. Praise the Lord. This morning, I'm very pleased to be here after being away for a while. But God is good. And all the time, God is good. This morning, if you have your Bibles, let's turn to the first book of the Bible. Now, if it was Revelation, we'll start from the end, but it's the beginning. We are going to read from Genesis chapter 1. Verses 1 to 25. And then that's where the message is going to come from. The word of the Lord says this. And can I ask if we can stand, please? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from darkness. Verse 5. God called the light day, and the darkness called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. So God made the expanse and separated the water under the expanse from the water above it. And it was so. Verse 8, God called the expanse sky. And there was evening. And there was morning, the second day. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place, and let dry ground appear. And it was so. God called the dry ground land. And the gathered waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Verse 11. God said, let the land produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, and trees on the land that bear that seed in it according to their various kinds. And it was so. The land produced vegetation, plants bearing seed according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. Verse 14. And God said, let there be light in the expanse in the sky to separate the day from the light, from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years, and let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the expanse to govern the day and night and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and the birds fly above the earth, across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living and moving thing to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number, and in the waters, in the seas, and let the birds increase on earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. Verse 20. And God said, let the produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock creatures, and to their kinds, livestock creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. Verse 25. God made the animals. And God's... My glasses are... And God said, let the land produce... No, that's verse 24. And then stop there. May we be seated, please. One of the things I've discovered with my glasses, this is the second time this has happened to me, it's because of these two small things. If you don't put them together, they don't focus together. But I hope that this morning I'll be able to share the word. In the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 talks about creation and evolution. And I'm going to touch this very quickly because we have students here. One of the challenges we face as students in universities, we have professors who talk about evolution. How do you respond to that, especially if you're a Christian? When I was a student, I liked debate. You may not believe that, but I liked debate. And one of the things when it comes to evolution and creation, I'll say both the evolutionist and the creationist, they both have faith. You must have faith to believe that nothing exists. You also must have faith to know that God exists. So we are on the same level. Now, if they disagree with that, we also understand that the scientist believes that there is cause and effect. That there's nothing that happens without having a cause. Therefore, as a creationist, I believe that God is the cause of everything. And because of that, now we can argue with an evolutionist, because you understand where it's coming from. Most of us, we get so afraid, we don't know how to argue, or what we call it apologetics, how to defend our Christian faith. And one of the things is for us to understand what do evolutionists believe, so that we can also look at the word of God, what it says. What that means, this is the word of God. But everything that is in science came from this word. You look at through the word of God, it talks about how things start, how plants start, how we are created as human beings. So this morning, my topic is about everything being good, because that's what the word of God says. For example, this morning, I want you to look at the person behind you. See how wonderfully they were created, men and women, isn't it? And this morning we have been singing songs that says that we continue to have those miracles. That God has not stopped doing what? Creating. I was going through the city this week at a place called Istigo. If you are new here, maybe you don't know where that is. But at Istigo, there used to have a robot that will stop the traffic, that will tell you to move. Do you know what? It was created by a woman. Unfortunately, it was knocked down. Now they have whether it's a robot, but something that stops the traffic. I was very curious to see what was written on that thing for the traffic. Do you know what they wrote? This was made by women. Bwana asifiwe. Praise God. To show that this, when we talk about creation, God has given women a responsibility. Without them, we will not be existing today. You may not believe that. We all have a mother, isn't it? And without our mothers, then the creation could have stopped. But all the time, and we see what God can do. So in the book of 1 Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, we see that God creates the world or the universe by breath. Which means he just said a word. And we have read those verses where he said, and God said, let there be light, and there was what? Light. Let there be darkness, and there was what? Light. So, just by word, God created the universe. So, we see that when he said these things happened, but also he reproduced them so that when he created Adam and Eve, he created Adam first. And he saw what a lonely man he was. So in chapter 2, we are told that he created Eve out of what? Adam. Saying that he knew through Eve, the world is going to be filled. And if you are from Congo, that's very true, because we believe in having many children. Isn't it? From this verse. And there are pastors who say we need to fill the earth. And so, creation continues. And then we continue to see that God also, he worked, because he created the garden where Adam and Eve were placed. And he used his hands. And he's continued to do that creation up to today. We saw also in chapter 2, verse 9, that he planted a vineyard. A vineyard is a place where you can get fruit. But also, when Adam and Eve had sinned, he created clothes for them, skin, so that they could cover themselves. We also see that when we look at creation, it is not identical with God. Because there are people who worship God's creation instead of worshiping God. Like here in Congo, I understand there's a tribe that worships a tree. Isn't it? And every year, every August, they come to worship that tree. They are not worshiping God, but they are worshiping what? A creation. They are countries where people make idols and they worship instead of worshiping God. So, this started when Adam and Eve sinned. So that instead of worshiping God, we worship creation. Now, we may blame those who do that, but even in our time, there are people who worship things. Whether it's your house, whether it's your work, whether it's money, whether it's family, and we have forgotten to worship who? The living God, the Creator. Then we also see that when God did this, when he worked for 6 days. And as we were reading, we would see that every day he did something different. But the climax of his creation was you and me, human beings. He created Adam as the climax of creation. Then, if we continue ahead, we are told that in chapter 1, verse 27, that he created man in his own what? Image. Meaning that we are different than animals. How are we different? It's only a human being who has a soul. There's heart and soul. Now, it's only us who have a soul. And because we have this soul, we can relate to God. And that's why, whether you're a Christian or not, we find that we want to worship something because we have the image of God. There is a desire. If we cannot worship God, we can worship tree, we can worship money, we can worship other things because of that likeness with God. And so that made us different. But also, when we look at God's creation, he said it is good. Now, we don't function that way. If I would ask you this morning to look at your whoever is sitting next to you, you may say, oh, their suit is not good. Their dress is not good. But you know what? You all look good. You have to stand here to see that. You are beautiful. You are handsome. Now, if you know that we are God's creation, we need to thank God every time we see our brothers and sisters. Now, the challenge comes when you walk on the streets of Goma. There are lame people. Now, it's not their choice that they are lame. But sometimes we don't recognize that's God's creation. We look down on them. We have different colors. But you know what? I'm glad God gave us different colors so we can look beautiful. Just imagine if all of us were one color. This world would not be exciting. So, but when you criticize that person, a lame person, you are criticizing the Creator. When you ignore other people, because God has made you don't have any physical problem. You know what? You could have been that person. And if you were that person, how would you feel? I wish we would take some time to talk to people who are deformed, either by an accident or they were born that way. Nobody wrote an application that I need to be born like this. I never wrote an application to look handsome like I am today. It was God who chose me the way I am. And I'm proud of it. And I'm grateful of it because of God. So, one of the things we have to understand is that whatever God has created, it is good. Some of us, we may be parents and we have a deformed child. There are many reasons why children become deformed. But that's God's creation. Some of us, we may want to abort. We do abortion of a child. That's God's creation. Well, whichever way that child has entered into the mother's womb, God allowed that child to be there. That's God's creation. And so, my question to you this morning, is God the Creator, number one, in your life? Do you worship Him? Like this morning, the songs that we sang, I did not tell the choir to sing about this. It talks about miracle maker, isn't it? Is there a miracle that you experience every day? Because God is in the business of making miracles. It's a miracle this morning you are sitting there, you are breathing, you are walking, because God did that miracle. Because there are some people who don't have that privilege. As a worshiper of God,
Are you grateful for your family that God has created for you? Are you thankful for your spouse, your children, your siblings? Are you grateful because God brought those people in your life? For us who are foreigners, are we happy to be here in Congo? We have this wonderful Congolese. Can you look around? They are beautiful. They are handsome. Are we grateful for them? And you Congolese, when you see us, we are God's creation. How do you look at us? We are also handsome. We are also beautiful. Because we are God's creation. Another way, in order to worship our creation, our creator, you have been blessed to have a job. And if, as we read through the book of Genesis, we see that God, whatever he did, he said it was good. Whatever he touched, he said it was good. Now, as you work, you are employed. Are you doing a good job? And especially if you're a Christian. Or you work better when your boss is around. When pastor is not here, we don't do our job. But when he's here, we do our job, isn't it? Do we do it because our creator, he did a good job and he worked very hard so that everything went according to his will? As his creatures, and especially if you're a Christian, you know, I've worked with non-Christians and I've worked with Christians. Sometimes I prefer to work with non-Christians because they are very hardworking. But sometimes Christians, they become very lazy. And if you talk to them, why are you not working? Say, well, maybe the devil is in you. There's something wrong with you. But our God expects us to be what? Hardworking people, not lazy people. Because he himself, he worked very hard. As God's creation, what is your part in our fellowship, in our church? Are you serving God? Are you taking any opportunity, because you are a creation of God, to serve God in this church? If you are a Congolese, it's easy to sing. But some of us, we have to learn to sing. But if we cannot sing, at least we can make a joyful sound. Because we have a living God and a God that we need to worship. As God creation, maybe God has blessed you with business. Are you creating more business for those who don't have? Because we believe we have to have a job. And it's good if you can have a job. But can we create a job? We are made in the image of God, isn't it? So, that will help us as we serve God. Our God is interested in material things. Whatever you have, do you credit that to God? Some of us are more than others, but we give credit to God. Then the last thing I want to comment about creation. You see, God created the world or the universe by word of mouth. You know, our words can build, our words can destroy. James says that, in the book of James, he says that our tongue is a small thing, but it can destroy, it can build. It's like fire, if you are a match or stick that can burn a forest. How do we use our words? You know, words are very powerful. This is some of the ways we create. If you are a parent, maybe you have some children who are not as bright as the other children. You tell them you will never amount to anything. You are useless. Some of us men say, oh, you are like your mother. That's not right. This is your child as a father. Or mothers who say you are like your father. Your words can build, they can destroy. You know, there are men and women who are failures today because nobody recognized them, said anything good about them. Some of us, the words we say to ourselves. You say, oh, I'm nothing. I cannot make into anything. But you know what? You believe in God. God created you and He can make you whatever He wants. Because He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is in the business of making miracles. I hope next time when you read the book of Genesis, you look at it differently. That God is the creator, and because He's the creator, He wants us to worship Him. And because we are His creatures, can we reflect Him because we have the image of God? We were the climax of what? Of His creation. And finally, God rested the seventh day. How many of us rest? We like work. And good, I can see some doctors here. They can tell you some of the sicknesses we have is because we don't rest. Please take a day off. May not be Sunday-like for us, but find time to do what? To rest. In the book of Jeremiah, God says that He has good plans for you. Plans to make you prosper. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. That's our God, because He's still creating us. And through us, He's going to bless us. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You that You created us. We also thank You that You brought us to this church so that we can worship You. Help us to be creative. Help us to enjoy the creation that You have made. The plants, the trees, and the human beings that You have created. Help us this week so that if we are working or we are going to school, we can do a good job because You are a God who does good. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.